So just, you know, from what I gathered from what I was told about this scam from Greg is what happens is people go on social media and they say that they have tickets to something. And then when they get a potential buyer, when they get the bait hooked, so to speak, the people go ahead and they give the money and they never receive the tickets for the event, or the tickets are fake. Is that kind of what is happening here?
Exactly. I really don't know what's happening. I haven't known anybody personally that this has happened to. However, we have seen it happening on social media, so we are aware of it. And we have had a couple classes at the Art Guild where we see a post maybe on our event or around on our page that says, hey, I bought tickets to this, you know, art class at the Art Guild, and I can't make it, and I wondered if anybody wanted to buy them half price or, you know, buy one, get one free. And then, you know, it's intriguing because I'm like, and I look it up, and that person has never bought a ticket. So they're using, it's either the real profile or fake profiles and trying to sell tickets to events that they don't really have. And so it hasn't actually happened, but we see it out there a lot. And the other thing that people need to be aware of is to make sure the event is real.
Oh, wow.
Because I have seen cases where it'll say, you know, there's an event in downtown Peoria coming up in, you know, 6 months from now. And you know, can buy tickets now, half off. But it doesn't say where the event is. They're kind of vague. And, you know, they're banking, I believe they're banking on the fact that you're paying $10 for a ticket. What are you going to do if they say, oh, it was canceled or whatever they say because the event didn't happen or whatever? What are you going to do about $10? You know, they've already got your money.
Right.
And it's not like you're going to take them to court, right? So I feel like there's people out there that are taking advantage because people want to get out and they want to do things and go to events. And they're like, oh, yay, this event, you know, I'm going to buy the tickets online, you know. So I just want people to be careful and make sure that, number one, the event is real. Number two, that it's not just not a scam.
Sure, sure. And it sounds to me like it's the most trusting of individuals who are being taken advantage of here, because most people would say, okay, show me proof that you actually have tickets to this thing. But it sounds to me like a lot of people are maybe not asking for that proof and just wiring, for lack of a better term, wiring the money to somebody, Venmoing the money, whatever the case may be, and then the tickets never show up in their inbox.
Exactly. It's digital, and so it's so easy to be like, yay, I'm going to this, you know. Or I've seen some things out there where it's like, if you buy one ticket, you get one free. And the tickets are $20 for this big event that's going to happen down the line, you know, in 4 or 5 months. You know, people are like, oh, cool, I'm going to buy my ticket now. Well, 4 or 5 months goes by, and I mean, maybe the event happens, maybe it doesn't. But I've seen events out there where it doesn't even really give a location, you know. So, you know, with our fine art fair coming up, we're trying to be conscious of it. We don't want people to, you know, get taken advantage of. Not that they will with our fair, but, you know, we do sell online tickets. So, it's a weird world.
Well, it sure is. And, you know, this is going to become more and more of an issue, Shannon, because even some of the big leagues, literally the big leagues, are starting to move away from paper tickets. Everything is going paperless ever since COVID. That has kind of done away. I mean, the days of keeping that ticket stub and keeping that sock drawer full of ticket stubs from concerts from over the years are kind of over, because so many things now are going paperless.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is so much easier to do. This is so much easier for scammers to pull off nowadays. So with that being the case, and with you guys being a paperless organization when it comes to your ticket sales, what is it that you are telling people? I mean, if you had a PSA to put out there to people, what would that PSA say about buying tickets to the art fair?
I would say that I would say, number one, make sure your event is a real event and that it's put on by a real and a trusted organization. and before you go, you know, buying tickets, especially if it's, you know, a way event that's way out. You know, if you're going to an event, there's probably no reason you need to buy the tickets 6-7 months early. I wouldn't think. And then just to be sure that, you know, you're going through the actual website of the organization or the ticket link of the organization. And I would be very careful about buying secondhand tickets. If they say, hey, I got this ticket, I can't make it, I would just, you know, make sure it's a real ticket, because, you know, once the money exchanges hands, it's going to be hard to get your, it might be $10 or $20, but what are you, you know, you don't, you're kind of just out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Once that money is out of your hands, it's out of your hands. You're relying on somebody else's trustworthiness, basically.
Exactly. And if someone says, oh, you know, we had to cancel the event and we're sorry, you know, it's just going to be hard to reclaim your money. And I just want people to be careful, because everybody's really excited to get out there, attend events this year, and I just see people being taken advantage of, and I don't want that to happen.
Right. And with that being the case, too, you know, a lot of these third-party outlets that people are using to buy tickets, your Craigslists of the world and whatnot that are not verified, those are probably, I mean, I would say, just to add to what you said, probably advise people to stay away from some of those, some of the, for lack of a better term, black market ways of getting these tickets.
Yeah. It used to be you could trust everybody, and anymore you just have to question everything, really be careful and make sure that you know where you're putting your dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so basically, you know, just buy from it, maybe not in the case of the art fair, but in the case of, say, the Civic Center or some of these other ones, go through Ticketmaster.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, just be really, you have to just be really careful. You know, if someone says, oh, I have tickets to, you know, this concert or this theater. Just, you know, once you give them your money, I mean, there's a place for that kind of stuff, but I just want people to be careful.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And people do need to be careful because, as you said, there's a hunger to get out there. People are wanting their live entertainment. They're wanting to go to these live events. These things that we used to take for granted are now things that we will cherish forever. I mean, I don't care if it is a second grade play, you know, at the elementary school, you still are doing something that you took for granted. And so there's a hunger for it. And so the scammers, I mean, this is like fresh meat for them. This is
exactly.
Just, you
they're
know,
taking, they're totally taking advantage of people, for sure.
Shark infested waters, for sure. Well, is there anything else that you know you want to tell people about, either the buying tickets for the art fair or just buying tickets in general that we haven't covered?
Not that I can think of. No, I just want people to be careful, you know, because we're getting excited about our fair, talking about ticket sales, and you know we partner with Peoria Magazine for our tickets. And we have 309 Ticks. It's a local ticket organization, so that's something that's trustworthy, right? People will get to know that, and they know it's a safe place to get your tickets. But you know, just be careful out there, because I don't want people to, you know, lose their money.
Right. And last question to you, Shannon: how were you made aware of this?
Well, initially we seen it on our Facebook for the Peoria Art Guild.
Oh.
We seen where someone said, oh, I bought this ticket to this art class, but I can't make it, and I can sell it to you half off.
Right, right.
And then I just thought, well, that's interesting, because, you know, if that happens and they give us enough notice, we refund them their money. So I looked, and that person wasn't even on our roster.
Gotcha. Okay.
So then I realized that kind of brought the attention to me, and then we started paying more attention. And like I said, I've seen another event out there that was very vague about its location. And my education coordinator and I were talking about how, you know, there's just a lot of that out there. And we just, you know, with the fair coming and, you know, our planning, we're just trying to be careful for everybody's sake.
Sure. And when is your fair?
September 25th and 26th at the riverfront. And we're really excited to be having an in-person fair again this year.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are going to be excited to get out there and check it out. Even people who maybe didn't have any interest in going in years past, I think you're going to draw a whole new crowd.
I hope so. And, you know, like our fair, the tickets are available at the door. It may be convenient to get them online for one reason or another, and we do have online sales, but, you know, it's not going to sell out, right? So, you know, they can get their tickets at the door if they have to. They don't need to necessarily buy them online.
Right.
But some people do, and that's fine.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's it, too. And, you know, what's nice about buying them at the door sometimes, you avoid some of the online convenience fees.
Yes, because every time we sell a ticket online, we pay a fee.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely. And people need to remember that for organizations. You know, anytime that they pay with a credit card, especially nonprofits, we have to eat the fees. So if they can pay in person, hey, that makes it all the better.